the Aborigines, and the Tree of Death.
Answers with Ken Ham, popular speaker and author from Australia. Well, Ken, is this another one of those well-known Aborigine Dreamtime legends from your homeland of Australia?
Actually, it is, Mark. You know, when God made the Garden of Eden, he made two special trees, the Tree of Life and the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. With this second tree, Adam was commanded not to eat from it or he'd die. Now, I call this tree a Tree of Death. But you know what's fascinating? The Australian Aborigines, before they ever met missionaries, had a similar story about a Tree of Death. Their story has Biami, the creator spirit, placing the first man in Australia. Now, Biami put his mark on a special tree, and there was a swarm of bees in this tree with lots of honey, and the man was told he could eat from any tree, but not from this one. One day, the first woman came to the tree and tasted the honey, and ever since, the descendants of the first man have been afflicted with death. Think about it. Why does this story sound so much like the Bible? Well, it's because the Aborigines are descendants of Noah, going back to Adam. They've handed down this story and changed it, but the remnant of truth that reflects a real story in the Bible is still there.
What else does the Bible, and real science, have to say about the origin of all the different people groups around the world? Ken Ham provides solid, satisfying answers in his free booklet, Where Did the Races Come From? You can get a free copy by going to our website, answersradio.com.